You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by Kate Lochte and Paula Edwards. She's the Friends of MSU Arboretum Board Chair. Paula, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
We're talking about an institution that is still in its infancy for WKMS's listening area. It's a treasure for Murray State's Hudson School of Ag. It's the Arboretum, and it's tucked kind of back in behind a neighborhood off 94 West. You go down Hickory Drive, and there's a sign there now. Thank goodness, because it was kind of iffy where you turned to get to the Arboretum. And there it is, and it's quite magnificent. Would you describe the area of the Arboretum for us?
Yes, the Arboretum is approximately 12 acres, and you are right. Until last year, we had no signage, so a lot of people didn't know it was there, didn't know how to get to it. It's an area comprised of five different smaller areas. It's the open woodlands, the savanna, open prairie. We have an oak hickory forest, and the wetlands. And we also have display gardens and the community gardens there.
And all of it is tied together by a really wonderful wide pathway that kind of meanders.
Exactly. It's approximately 3/4 mile of pathways throughout the Arboretum. And people love to come walk there, love to walk their dogs, and just soak in nature. And it's a good place to get back to nature and to be calm, and just enjoy life.
Kathy Threed and I attended a pruning workshop there earlier this year, and it's a great place to see professionally kept display plants.
Absolutely.
Whether they're shrubs or trees or annuals.
They are professionally kept. They're identified by signage as we get more plants there, which obviously is the intent. More and more identification signage will be there. The Arboretum is number one in educational garden. It's a laboratory. Its purpose is to educate people in addition to providing pleasure.
When you walk around now, you told me that there are some things in bloom, the annuals, and there's a big field of Rudbeckia, you said?
In addition, the Rudbeckia and the purple cone flower is in our native grassland area. There are many grasses. The purpose of that is to return a certain area of the Arboretum to way Western Kentucky was years ago before plowing over of the natural grasses took place.
And the latest project is to create another element in the wetlands area. Would you tell me about that?
Yes. That's actually been in the making for several years. Weather has been somewhat of a deterrent for us, but we have finally been able to dig a pond. That was done last fall, and the subsequent hill is beside it. And the hill will have two waterfalls, a seeding area. The wetlands area already, the pond has wildlife that has established itself. We have frogs, fish in there. Still not sure how the fish got there, either washed in or people decided they wanted to contribute. We've had a couple of Canada geese set up there, so it's just one more element to the Arboretum.
How does one become a friend of the Arboretum?
There is a membership application that can be picked up out at the Arboretum, or you can contact the foundation office. They have that information. Facebook has the information, and we also have a website.
So the Arboretum friends are, I gather, responsible for coming up with ways to generate more appreciation for this treasure we have.
Yes, and Friends of the Arboretum, there are several functions there, and they're responsible and contribute to maintaining the grounds. They do volunteer work, come out and do weeding, which obviously is a 12-month-a-year job. So that's just one of many things that the Friends of the Arboretum.
Now, we're talking together on July 10th, I think, in a week from tonight.
Yes,
you've
July
got a big
17th,
event.
We have the Watermelon Bust. It's our third annual Watermelon Bust, so we're inviting the public to join us. It will be at 6:30, and we will provide watermelon, lemonade, cookies, and activities for kids, in which there'll be different competitions and prizes awarded. So we would like for the public to come out and join us.
The space is great for kids to just feel kind of relaxed, I would think. You expect to have about how many? What are you prepared? How many watermelons you getting?
We'll have plenty of watermelons. That is something I know that we will not run out of. That even if it looks like we're running low, we know where to go get some more to supply. So
you have your fields.
Exactly.
All righty. The other thing coming up on the horizon is a brand new event, as far as I know, in September.
Right. It's our first, we hope to be, a subsequent fundraisers. It's called the September Gala, Harvest Gala, and this is a fundraiser. It's sponsored by Hudson, and we will have food, live entertainment, including Bob Valentine, Bob McGahee. A local band is providing music, Drunken Poets. A member, David Dick, is a former horticulture student, and there will be live auction as well.
This is a ticketed event.
It is a ticketed event.
And so to be a part of that, we're thinking to contact Abby Hensley?
Exactly. Contact Abby Hensley at the Office of Development. It's $30 a person, $50 a couple. But it is a ticketed event.
So that's kind of a new cool thing to do on the horizon at the Arboretum at Murray State University. We might as well do the directions again because, again, even though I go from time to time, I still, without that sign, I wouldn't be, I never remember which road to turn on.
Right. It's on Hickory Drive. That alone is a good clue as to where you're going. So you go 94 West. If you're coming in to Murray from 94, you would turn left. I'm sorry, right on Hickory. If you're leaving town, you would turn left on Hickory. But it's at the end of Hickory Drive. There's signage indicating exactly where the Arboretum is. You can't miss it.
And is it okay to go stroll any time there?
Dawn to dusk are the hours.
Okay,
it's great. It's not heavily enforced, but those are the hours that we prefer people be there.
Now, how did you get involved with the Arboretum?
I'm a former horticulture student at Murray State and a former owner of a garden center and landscaping business in Murray. I'm acquainted with several of the current board members.
Excellent. Well, good for you for volunteering. And again, the Watermelon Bust is Thursday, July 17th, a week from today, 6:30 to 8 at the Arboretum. We appreciate your being here today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.